Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank God for Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Ain't you glad the Lord saw fit to let you live to see another day? I thank and praise the Lord. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I am so grateful for this day, a day that I never seen before, a day that I have another chance to allow the Lord to help me to make it right if it's not right. So there too, again, we just thank and praise the Lord for this day. I thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. They is the host of this broadcast. I am just so grateful God allow us to play a part in it by allowing us to minister on Mondays from 12 to 1 and on Thursday from 6 to 7. And then, of course, on Friday, we join in with Apostle Gwendolyn McIntyre and Apostle Armstrong and yours truly on Friday night. It's truly a blessing that God loves us so much, that God that made ways for us to get in touch with him as well as his word. I don't know about nobody else, but I thank and praise the Lord for being saved. Yes, I am saved. I remember when I got saved over 47 years ago, I remember the late Mother Chambers and the late Apostle Ida Bell Parker, the late Mother Maxwell. They would get up and give a testimony, and they would start off, "I'm saved, and I'm sanctified, and I'm Holy Ghost here, fire baptized." They used to bless me. They used to really bless me when they would say that, because I don't know about nobody else, but I thank God for it, for being saved. I do. I really praise the Lord. I really praise the Lord for being saved. And they would say they were Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. And it really ministered to me because, maybe 37 years later, I thank God that I'm still saved and I'm sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, God is so real, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit that caused the things of God, the Word of God, to be a reality. He make it real to you. And even in the time that we're living in, even in the time that we are living in, I still thank and praise the Lord for his keeping power. We've been talking about faith. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 chapter, it's impossible to please God without faith. So since faith plays such a major role in the believer life, we need to learn some about faith, and we need to know some about faith. And I tell you, when God told me this, man, we've been talking about faith for a month now. We started on April the 18th. The eighth month, the 18th, we start talking about faith, the way of life for the Christian. And in the process of going back, and God told me I need to go back and tell the saints to re-examine yourself to see whether you have faith or not. And in the time of going back and doing this, some God have really open up my eyes to let me see, you know, as a prophet of God. And I travel, I go to different churches, ask the Lord allow us and minister. And even with just talking to people, I found out a lot of people is still operating in a sense knowledge faith. Yes, and I also found out that even doing some studies, some research, I found out about mental ascent. And so let me go on and pray, and we're just going to get into it. Father, I thank you for another day. We just give praise. We give honor. I thank you, God, even for technology. I thank God. I thank you for technology, because you're making it possible that we can sit in our home and we can share this word with people all over the world. I tell you, thank you for it right now. And I thank you, God, for your purpose. Your purpose is that each and every one will hear and know that Jesus is real, that Jesus came and he paid a great price. He bought back. He got our redemption. And through his redemption, we can be free of sin. We can be free of guilt. We can be free of everything that Satan would try to put us in bondage in. And Father, for that, I tell you, thank you. I thank you today that the Holy Spirit will breathe freely. His power will be released over the airways. It will cause people's lives to be transformed. It will bring enlightenment and understanding to people. And for that, I tell you, thank you. I decree that Satan is defeated. He is bound. Every demonic activity is bound. They will not be able to interfere in this broadcast. But I thank you for the Holy Spirit, the one that will bring enlightenment and understanding, the one will release the power of demonstration in people's lives. I give you praise. I give you honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. As I stated, I've been constantly doing some research and studying about faith. I've learned some things. And I really see and understand, even in my own personal life, in some areas of my life, I allow myself as well to operate in sense, knowledge, faith, you know. And I was telling the Lord that even before we came on the broadcast, a lot of people is really struggling with their faith. Now, it's those things used to say, if this not you, well, guess what? Just ignore it. But we do have some people in the body of Christ. They are struggling with their faith. Some of them, when you truly don't understand or don't have knowledge of something, it really will frustrate you. And there too again, faith is I said this on Thursday, and I'm going to just repeat myself. Faith is the master key. Now, the Bible tells us in John 10:10, he said, the thief come only but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. You are not going to be able to experience that abundant life until you come into the knowledge, the revelation, the reality of who you are or what God said about you in his word. That is so important. It is so important that you and I need to come into the knowledge of who we are. And I'm telling you, a lot of people, and I'm going to go back and be repetition, a lot of people is operating in sense, knowledge, faith. If you operate in sense, knowledge, faith, you are not going to be able, listen at me good, you are not going to be able to experience what God will have for you. Because sense, knowledge, faith, they have to have physical evidence before they can believe. And in the beginning, in the four gospel, if you go back instead of the four gospel, you will find out that they operate in sense, knowledge, faith. Yes, they did. Their faith was based upon what they heard about Jesus, what they seen Jesus do. Come on, somebody. That's what their faith was based on. They had sense, knowledge, faith. They had to have the evidence. And that's why a lot of time, as I stated, Jesus will rebuke his disciples, oh, ye a little of faith, where did you doubt? Fear not, because their faith was based upon they seen Jesus. In John, the first chapter, if you go to St. John, if we go to 1 John, the first chapter, I want you to see this because, like I said, It's not God's will for you and I to perish. Once you get born again, listen at me good. Once you get born again, God wants you to learn to operate and experience the victory that he paid for. Hear me good. God wants you, listen at me good. Once you get saved, God wants you and I to experience the victory that Jesus paid for. And that's why it's a process. And I know some things that I may share, minister to you on this broadcast. It might be like, where did she get that from? I'm not there yet. But listen, it should be your goal as well as my goal. I want everything. I want to be able to experience and have everything that Jesus paid for. That's my goal. That's what I pursue every day. I want to know what is the will of God. I want to know what Jesus did for me, and I know his God will for me to have it. Now, I learned that it's not going to just happen automatically. And I was stuck with that for years, but I had to learn that. And like I said, it's a lot of people what have hindered you because you still operate. You got a mixture there of sense, knowledge, faith. Yeah, that's what done hinder you. Sense, knowledge, faith. Now, some people might want to debate the issue. As I say so many times, I am not here to debate with you. No, we're not going to debate. I'm not here to debate, but I want to show you in the Word of God how sense, knowledge, come on somebody, sense, knowledge, faith, how it can block or hinder you and I from receiving the best from God. Come on now. And like I said in the beginning, with Jesus, that's what a lot of them operate in. It was sense, knowledge, faith. They had to see it. They had to have the evidence. And like I said, we still got some people operating that they still got to see it. They got to feel it. Come on now. They got to see it. They got to feel it. You know, before they can believe. Amen. And like I said, no, it don't make you feel good when somebody tell you that. But there too again, you need to know that God loves you. God loves you and I. And as our Heavenly Father, he wants us to receive everything that Jesus paid for. You know, so like I said, really what I'm going to talk about today is sense rule mind. When your mind is being ruled and dominated according to what you see, what you hear, what you feel. You know, a lot of times you go to the doctor and the doctor diagnose you and find out what's going on with you, and the doctor will give you medicine. Now, I'm using this as an example. Don't go tell nobody that Prophet Miller is against medicine and against the doctor. I am not. Let me tell you something. That go for me and everybody. If it wasn't for the doctors, a lot of people would be dead. They would have died earlier than they did because people have developed more faith in what the doctors say, and they do God. Like I said, I'm just using this as an example. I'm not knocking a doctor. I'm not being little of, so don't go say she being little of the doctor. No, I'm using this as an example. Because like I said, all of us start out with that sense, knowledge, faith, but we all have to mature to the point that we get to the point that as Paul said in Ephesians, the first chapter, 15th verse, that we begin to operate in revelation knowledge. Revelation is the hidden things of God. See, the things of God is the mystery. The Word of God is a mystery. Everything that God talked to us about in the epistle is a mystery. And the Holy Spirit have to reveal, bring about the revelation. He have to unravel, unfold it to us. We can't, we just can't understand the things of God with our five senses, though a lot of people do. That's the point of a lot of people do. And like I said, a sense mind is a rule mind that can never have victory without revelation faith. And you will not, because like I said, sense knowledge is limited. If it's no evidence in your present situation about what God said, you ain't going to believe it. Now, in 1 John, the first chapter, as I said, I'm going back to this. We're going to talk, we still talking about sense knowledge. I was in on Monday last week, we was talking about the God count of faith. And we talked about how Abraham, in Romans the fourth chapter, it tells us how Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. But Abraham, he grew faith, and his faith grew because Abraham got to the point that he believed that God was worthy who promised. The one that made the promise was worthy of his trust. And there too, again, like I said, I want you to get this. So you can stop allowing the enemy to frustrate you, to aggravate you, And some saints should get anxious. Well, I've been praying for a long time, and I haven't seen the manifestation. You see, first of all, your faith, you thinking wrong, because faith see the end result. Come on, somebody. Faith see the end result, or better yet, the God kind of faith, it see the outcome of it. I want you to hear me good. The God kind of faith, and this is what Jesus was saying in Mark 11, he said, have faith in God. He was talking about have the God kind of faith. Now, Jesus made it possible that you and I can operate in the God kind of faith. He made that possible. Yes, he did. Because Jesus even made a statement. He said, I always do those things that please the Father. Jesus operated in the God kind of faith. Jesus' faith was basically upon whatever the Father said. His faith was not based upon his evidence was in his sense knowledge of what he seen, what he heard, and what he felt. Everything Jesus did, it was based upon whatever the Father said. It was not based upon in what he seen and what he felt. Now, on one occasion, he did, and we even shared this in one of the teachings, we did talk about how they brought a man to Jesus. They went to this person's house, and they couldn't get in because the house was packed out. So what they did, these men opened up the roof and let this man down. And Jesus said when he saw their faith, you know. But there too again, most of the people, please hear me, if you go back and study in the four gospels, their faith was based upon seeing Jesus, hearing about Jesus, and seeing the miracles that Jesus did. That's what their faith was based upon. Come on. And you got a lot of people today, they still operate on sense, knowledge, faith. But I want you to know sense, knowledge, faith is limit. But but God kind of faith, it come into the revelation. That's a renewed mind. You know, I'm going to read this scripture, and then I'm going to go to Romans, the 12th chapter, because there, too, again, it is a must you get your mind renewed to what the word says if you want the victory. Because I'm here to tell you, it's easy to doubt God when you don't know what the word of God say. The will of God begins when you have a knowledge of what God's word say. You got people having problem with their marriage, or having problem with their spouse, having problem with their children, having problem with their family. And yeah, they praying, but their prayers is not based upon the written word of God. Their prayers is based upon what they think. And then you got some, they do know what the word say, but they praying the word, but when they don't get the suddenly and the immediate results, come on, or the outcome of it don't line up with what God's word said, they begin to doubt. So it's a mixture there. But like I said, I'm really still talking about when your mind is ruled by sense, by your five senses. Your faith is based upon that. Because as I stated, his God will for all of us. And like I said, I don't think nobody's exempted. We all have experienced that. But in John, the first chapter, 1 John, the first chapter, he said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon in our hand a handle of the word of life. He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about Jesus. I want you to really see this here. You know, I would like to go on to something else, but listen, the Bible tells the race ain't given to the swift. And so many times, you know, I've heard, honey, I done heard that before. Yeah, you might be done heard this before, but neither do I. I don't have all the knowledge. I don't. I don't have it all, but I have some. And that's what I do have. That's what I will to share with you all. That's what Peter and them said. Silver and gold, we have none but what we have. And they had Jesus. And they know and understood what it means to have authority over sickness and disease. And I'm telling you, God wants you to experience victory You can have victory in Jesus every day. But there too again, you got to get out of this sense, knowledge, faith. I want you to hear me. That's what some of you limited. It have limited you for the impossible. I'm telling you. Okay? It's a, for the life was manifest, and we have seen it and bear witness and showed unto you the eternal life, which was with the Father and manifest unto us. He's talking about Jesus. They was able. Look, that's what I want you to see. They was able. They talked with Jesus. Come on. They was able to talk with Jesus and all of that. That's the point I want you to see. Their faith was based upon by they seeing Jesus. They was able to hear his voice. They saw the miracle. They saw him operate in his authority. That's what you call sense. Now we're going to go to Romans. We're going to go to Romans, the 12th chapter. And I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I've been there where I was just aggravated. I was frustrated with God with dealing with my situation because I just didn't understand. I didn't know nothing about no faith. And then I didn't even know according, I heard about faith, but not according to what God said about faith. That's it. I heard about faith, but the God kind of faith, I did not know how to operate in the God kind of faith. My faith was based upon what I thought or what I knew of God apart from God's word. And some people's faith is based upon what you done hear somebody say about God. But you don't have the proof. You don't have the word of God that agree with. Oh, come on. See, all of this here can mess you up. And I'm telling you, I'm being a little repetitious here. Sense knowledge will fight us in every step of the way to hold us in the realm of what we can see and what we can feel. And what it do, it persistently drive ourselves into the word, unto the word that's a part of it. And I'm telling you, you got to get the word in you. And that's what Satan operate in your five senses. If he can get you in that. Come on now. It do come a time. You might start out operating in sense knowledge. I want you to hear me, sense knowledge, faith. But God don't want you to stay there because if you do, it going to limit you to the supernatural. It going to limit you to the impossible. Come on, I pray you getting this in. Hallelujah. I really pray you getting this. Hallelujah. And like I said, sense knowledge. This knowledge faith is based upon what you see and what you feel. Somebody might be listening at the broadcast right now, and you say, I've been praying over some might be 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, maybe two. I've been praying about so-and-so, and they still living like they living. I had somebody, I was in a conversation like that maybe a week ago. And this individual was saying that they would have been praying for one of their siblings, and their siblings still haven't changed. And I told them, I said, right there, you done got out of faith. You allow their deliverance to be based on when I see some changes in them, when their conversation change, when their lifestyle change. That's not the God kind of faith. That's sense knowledge. Because it's based upon, as I say, what I see, what I hear, and what I feel. And I'm telling you, we got a lot of saints operating in sense, knowledge, faith, and they're being defeated. Now, the difference with the people in the four gospels, they was able to see Jesus. They saw his work. They didn't only hear about his work, but they was able to see it. They were able to see Jesus in the flesh. You and I have not seen him in the flesh. We went in that time that he walked earth. We didn't see him in that form. So that right there, come on now. Some of us were operating like, remember what Thomas said? Thomas said, well, I would not believe unless I see. I got to see. Where Thomas wasn't the only one, because all of them disciples, they didn't stand fast on what Jesus told. He told them that they were going to tear the temple down. He was talking about their body. In 3 days, he was going to rise again. And after Jesus was crucified, what did them disciples? They went back fishing. Come on. They went back fishing. They went and hid in this house because they was afraid. Because, like I said, there to get, they was operate. They faith was based upon what they seen Jesus do. Come on. They walked with Jesus. They saw him do the miraculous. Even, okay. Let me give you another example. Even John the Baptist. John the Baptist, it would reveal to John the Baptist who Jesus was. Y'all, I'm telling you that's what revelation does. Revelation reveals the mystery of the things of God. It's a mystery, and it has to be unfold, has to be unraveled. And I'm seeing so many people, we living in the time the Bible said many going to depart from the faith. You got a lot of people, they cashing away their confidence in God. Why? Because they don't totally understand what faith is and how to operate in faith. Because when you truly get a knowledge and an understanding, a revelation about what God kind of faith is, how to operate in it, you're going to hold on. Because not in the Bible tells us in Hebrews, some died without receiving the promise, but they had matured to the point. They had matured to the point that they realized that God was worthy to trust. Yep, this is so good. Okay. And I'm going to read some notes. It says, the believer does not enjoy the living word until his mind have been renewed. The renewed mind come by acting on the word in every Christ. A sense, listen at me good, sense, knowledge, faith is hard for you to operate and act on the word of God persistent. Because there too again, your faith is based upon what I see, what I feel, and what I hear. Come on. Want to try to help you because I'm telling you, in the time that we living in, things have changed, y'all. It's so much happening on the earth now. I'm going to tell you, I say it every day. If I didn't know the Lord, ain't no way I could make it. If I didn't know the Lord, it would be impossible for me to walk around every day with peace and joy. Oh yeah, I had the enemy trying to steal my joy, steal my peace too. But by having and keeping my mind renewed. In Romans the 12th chapter, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, accepted unto God, with your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Sense, knowledge, faith. Listen at me good. Sense, knowledge, faith. It's easy to allow itself to be conformed to the world. God said he was going to do it, but God didn't do it. Come on, somebody. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah, the first chapter, God watched over his word to perform it. And I'm telling you, some people are wrestling in red now. They not experiencing the victory that God promised in his word. First of all, you can be born again. But if you haven't renewed and keeping your mind renewed by getting in the word of God and mature to the point or growing to the point in your relationship with God, God, your word going to be the final authority in my life. I have known people that say God's word is the final authority in my life. But when crisis come, when trouble come, they forget everything the word say, because that word haven't yet been rooted and grounded in them. I pray you get this, because this is so important. An unrenewed mind would rather feed upon the words of man. It cannot act upon the word of God as it act on the word of men. And that's what, when I was making that example, some people, and like I said, I'm not bashing a doctor, because I go to the doctor I have had got prescription from the doctor to take. But even if whenever I have to have a prescription, I still said with the words, I said, Father, I thank you. I will not be on this end the rest of my life because I choose to believe your word. Now, you got some people. Now, some areas of my life, I might say I don't develop my faith. But you got some people. I know this minister, this apostle, and he ain't on no prescription because he done matured enough. He got his mind renewed, and he done matured enough that the word of God is the final authority in his life. And like I said, people, they'll take and act on the word of a doctor quick, and they act on the word of God. That's somebody that they mind, they still operate, they still allow that five senses to rule them, to dominate them. Oh, yes, like I said, you might not like this, but I'm telling you, a sense-ruled mind is always waging war against unbelief. It lives in the realm of fear and uncertainty. The word is not final. It's selling no issues over and over again. It have the same battle only to lose. A person that operates, allow their senses, their five senses to dominate them. Listen, that is somebody that they live in fear. They live in uncertainty. They keep dealing and experience the same battles over and over, and they lose in the battle because they allow their five senses to dominate them, to dictate to them whether they got the victory. The God kind of faith, a renewed mind, I already had it. You know, when I first started on this broadcast, I thank and praise, I talked about the already. Well, the already is what God done already did for us through Jesus' redemption work. That's what the already is. God done already made a way from you, a way for you and I. God done already made provision for all of your needs to be met. God done already made provision for your divine health. God done already made provision for you to have a godly marriage, a good marriage, to have godly children, for your household, for your family members to be saved. God done already made provision for all of that. That's the already. But the already, it comes through a renewed mind. The Holy Spirit, once you receive the Holy Spirit will open up your spirit eyes, you and my eyes, so we can see what Jesus done already did for us. So our faith will be in the word of God. If it's not written, we don't trust it. But you got a lot of people, they say, well, so-and-so said that. That's somebody they haven't renewed their mind. They're going by what other people say. And I tell people all the time, what is written? Jesus said, man shall not live alone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word proceeded out the mouth of God. When he was led of the spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. What the devil was constantly trying to get Jesus to come out of agreement with what the words say. And then he got so bad, he began to talk about what the words say. He was pulling the words out of context. He was pulling the word out of context. He began to do that. And that's why I say it's so important. People that are sense rule, they'll read the word, they'll declare it true, but in the next breath, they'll speak of sense, knowledge, relief. Yeah, I believe Isaiah, I believe that Jesus bore my sickness. I believe by his stripes from here. In the next word, come out of their mouth, they'll say, but I pray, but I still feel bad. They'll say something like, well, when you pray for me, I hope I feel better. There go that sense. There go them five senses. I'm telling you, this is so important. And like I said, and I'm going to read this again, the sense-ruled mind is always waging war against unbelief. It lives in the realm of fear and uncertainty. The word is not final. It's selling no issues over and over again. It have the same battle only to lose. It's because the sense rather than the word rule the mind. The sense rule mind live in a realm of uncertainty. double-minded. You're and Jesus said, if you're double-minded, you're unstable in all your ways. Oh, my God. Until the word gained master over it, it was swayed by feeling and by the things they see in here rather than by this revelation knowledge. When the sense rule, people read the word, they declare it to be true, but in the next breath, they speak of sense knowledge release. The sick one would declare that the word is absolutely true, then turn to its remnant. The sense rule mind does not settle down on the word and rest quietly. It's double-minded. It say God's word is true and willing to argue about the absolute integrity of the word. And I'm telling you, this is what happened. If somebody might be listening, and this is what you rationing, you dealing with. Doubt and unbelief, because the word, you have not renewed your mind by the word of God. You haven't come to the place that you allow the word of God to be the final authority in your life. And that's why the enemy, he gets you in there. Yeah, yeah. But if the word says, why they ain't changed? Why they ain't did this? Why they ain't did this? If God loves you, why God ain't did this? See, that's somebody. You're going by your five senses. You're going by what somebody has told you more than what the word say. And I'm telling you, that's why it's so important that you need to find out what God's word is saying. If you've been saved for over maybe 4 or 5 years, you ought to be at the place that the Holy Spirit, well, let me back up. You got to grow. Let me put it this way. Because sometimes I find out even in life, people, it's so easy to get offended in the time that we living in. You try to give the word to people, and because they don't understand it, they're easy to get offended. But listen, a true believer, a true brother and sister in the Lord, they ain't out to offend you. Now, don't get me wrong. The word of God will offend you, because the word of God will let you see you are the person. You are your biggest problem. That's why Jesus said, if any man going to follow after me, let him deny himself. And like I said, in this broadcast today, we talking about a person that allows your sense to rule you instead of allowing the word of God to be the final authority in your life. And like I said, when you read the four gospels, they started out with sense, knowledge, faith. But they grow to the point in Apostle Paul, God began to revelate to him, unfold the mystery. The things of God is a mystery, I'm telling you. And it takes the Holy Spirit to unfold, unravel this to you. If he don't, you would never understand it. God don't want you to be tossed to and fro. God don't want you to live in a life of fear and uncertainty. And the Bible said, because of what's going to come up on the earth, because of fear, a lot of people they're going to die of heart attack. And all of this, God don't want you to fear the unknown. That's all of us as believers. Because faith let us know whatever tomorrow might bring, we are not alone. Whatever the outcome is, we still have God with us, and he's worthy to trust. And that Abraham grew to that point in his faith. The Bible said he staggered not. That was Romans, the 4th chapter. He said Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. And y'all, I don't know about you, but this teaching is really helping me to go back and examine myself. Because I'm telling you, even when the pandemic came through, the pandemic let a lot of the saints see where their faith was at. Come on, somebody. And like I said, when you allow your five senses to dictate to you the outcome, because five sense knowledge, this knowledge faith is limited. If I can't see it, if I can't feel it, I won't believe it. Well, what you going to do with the impossible situation when there's no evidence? See, the God kind of faith, the evidence is in God's word. And that's why Paul was saying, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that accepted and prove what is the good and accepted in the perfect will of God. Stop. And God talking to me, you, and all of us. Stop allowing yourself to be ruled by your five senses. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to make it complicated. If I am, forgive me and God help us. But your five senses is limited. You will never be able to experience the impossible. You won't be able to see God do the impossible if you allow what you see to dictate you whether you have the victory or not. Like I said, that's why some people, it's not being able to see the manifestation of God healing in their body because they wait till they feel better. Come on now. When I feel better, I believe that I'm healed. That you see, your faith is not based upon what God's words say. You die. See, that's what happened to the children of Israel. Now, a little different. The children of Israel, they saw the victory. God brought them out of Egypt. But did you notice every time they got, as we use the term now, they got in a hard rock, a hard place in the rock, they started down God? And y'all, I'm telling you, I have some things on the altar. And it's impossible. But I've been going back and God been having me to do this series of teaching about faith, it has helped me. And what did God's word say about it? And I'm telling you, in the hour and the time we live in, the enemy trying to get us out of what God say. Come on now. And like I said, you go to the book of James, James called people, when you operating in the realm of fear and uncertainty and not allowing the word of God to be the silent thing. He calls you double-minded. One minute you believe God, one minute you doubt. You're going to have to get that settled. Because if you don't, you will continue to live on this earth and you allow your five senses to dictate to you. You'll walk around, you'll be sad, you'll walk around with no peace and no joy. Because you operating on what I see and what I feel. And this is what Jesus told Thomas. He said, Thomas, after Thomas was able to see the holes in Jesus' body and put it in, he said, Thomas, you believe in not because you see me. But blessed are the day that believe and haven't seen. And I'm telling you, faith is taking God at his word. You know, I've been doing some study. And you know, and one of them said, I found out from there, a lot of people have faith in the rules instead of the ruler. Come on, somebody. It's just like I had to learn that my faith, Jesus is the foundation of my faith. That's the foundation of it. He is worthy of my trust. He will never tell me to do anything that he can't do. And to, like I said, the Bible tells us a double-minded person is always unstable. They live on the borderline between faith and reason. Their house is built on the land between the two countries. And I'm telling you, our faith is supposed to be built completely upon what God's word says. And that's what I'm saying. You got to get, if you want to have the kind of faith that moves mountains, I was going to talk about that today, but I just kind of felt led with kind of pull to go back to sense, knowledge, faith. Because it come a time that you're going to have to trust God's word. You're going to have to let God's word be the final authority in your life. Come on now, because I'm telling you, the Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing. And I see it. And sometimes I'm tempted to. A lot of times I use my personal experience because I want you to know a lot of people act like leaders. God treat leader better than he do Larity. No, he don't. It's your faith. The Bible says, according to your faith be it done. Remember Mary? Remember Mary when the angel showed up and told Mary that she was going to have a baby. Come on, somebody. Remember her? He told Mary that she was going to have a baby. Yes, he did. Excuse me. He told Mary that she was going to have a baby. That's what the angel told her. And guess what Mary said? Now, first, Mary said, how can this be, said that I had never been with a man? But then the angel told her how the Holy Spirit was going to overshadow her and she was going to get pregnant. But then guess what Mary said? She said, be it done unto me according to your word. Now, according to her five senses, ain't no way you can have a baby without being intimate with a man. But the angel, now, the angel told her, she took the angel word, gave a word, and she trusts what he said. Well, now, a lot of people, you know, and I used to say this thing. I used to say, Lord, if I was to see Jesus like they seen Jesus, if I would have been living at that time and went around and saw the miracles that Jesus did, watch him heal the sick right before my eyes with his word and laying hand and casting out devil, I said, Lord, I believe I would be able to believe. I would be able to trust you. And the Lord began to remind me. He said, the Holy Spirit, I sent the Holy Spirit to die on the day of Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit will cause you to be able to see and cause the things that Jesus did on this earth before your time. He'll cause it to be a reality. He'll make that thing real to you. I said, oh, my goodness. He said, because the word of God in the name of Jesus have the same effect and the same authority it did when he walked the earth. But see, that's when revelation comes. Revelation unraveled the mystery. He made the things of God real to us. And I kind of sense maybe somebody even tuned into, you done got frustrated with being a believer. And it's only because a lack of knowledge and understanding. You don't understand how it works. And it will. I'm telling you, if you don't have no knowledge of God or what God said in his word or what God will do, and if it ain't no revelation, it'll frustrate you. And if you don't hold fast to it. But like I said, we're talking about how to start letting your five senses. Somebody might have a bill to be paid. And you a tither. You faith in giving your tithe. You faith in giving your offering. And Matthew 6 said, take no thought what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. But you find yourself trying to figure out how you're going to do it. He said he'll supply your needs, not according to you. But he said, according to his rich and glory. And that's what God does. And see, that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. It is so important that you get your mind renewed and keep your mind renewed. Y'all, I'm telling you, I was listening at Perry Stone, and he really blessed me. And he was saying how much of time that he spent in the Word of God. And, you know, if you find yourself, as I said, frustrated and aggravated, two things are going on. You're either not spending enough time in God's word, and you're not keeping your mind renewed. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling y'all, the Bible said fullness of joy in the presence of God. Let me tell you something. You're going to have to spend more time in the word. That's all of us. Because what you, and I done said this so many times, what you constantly pay attention to will change your desires. That's mine, that's yours, and anybody else. And I'm telling you, you need to repent for doubt and unbelief. Don't be a down Thomas. Like I said, you might start out, your faith might be based upon what you can see and what you can feel. I don't know. If somebody listening to this broadcast, but when I first got saved, I didn't care what I prayed about. I seen it instantly. But then, and even as a prophet, I would just lay hands on people, and I began to see the power and demonstration, the manifestation of it. I mean, just instantly. Then I went through a season. When God began to show me, he said, now, what you going to do? when you don't see me selling it and them leaving it? Do you still but have faith and confidence in what I said to tell you to do? Come on, somebody. What do you do when you lay hands on the sick and you don't spoke the word of God and you don't see them recover or you don't pray for somebody on their deathbed and they die? Do you stop believing? No. Now, what I did now, in my, when that happened to me at first, I did stop believing. I found myself start doubting, and then I began to pray, and the Lord began to show me. He said, see, your faith was in what you see instead of what my words say. I said, yeah, but you told me if I lay hand on the sick, they shall recover. He said, and you supposed to continue to believe if there's no evidence of there. And I'm telling you, you got to learn. And y'all, I'm telling you, things don't get worse on this earth. But we, that's why it's so important. We need to get the word in us. We need to come to the place that the word of God going to be the final authority. When God told Abraham he was going to give him a son, Isaac didn't show up for over 27 years. But Abraham, by praising and giving God glory, he said he grow. And the Bible said he staggered not. We got a lot of things staggering with the promise because the word of God is not rooted and grounded. That word has to get rooted and grounded. And you know one way I find out it can get rooted and grounded with you and me? Whenever we looking at our circumstances and they not changing like we wanted to change, we still give God thanks. We still praise God for the real, because God, you said this shall be. And the Bible said faith come by hearing the word of God. The more you and I read this word and say what this word says, that's what faith is. That's how faith comes. But God, you said this. God, you said this. Well, Prophet Miller, what happened if I'm saying all that and I still don't see the manifestation? You don't die. You got to trust the outcome. That's why I said we have to trust God instead of the outcome, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king, when it was told to the king that they didn't buy, what did he do? What did those three Hebrew boys, they said, God, we ain't going to buy. We know you, even if you don't do it, we know you able to do. They trust God instead of the outcome. Because what they will say, however it turn out, we trust in God that you know what's best for us. And all of us have to mature or grow to the point in God's word, in our faith and trust it. God, regardless to the outcome, I'm going to trust you. Well, that's what they did. If you go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, you read it in the time. It says, some died without receiving the promise. Whatever they were believing, God, even though it didn't turn out the way they thought, but they trust him with it because he knows it. And that's why I said, you don't trust the outcome. You trust God. Faith is not believing in something. Faith is believing in a person. And so many people, their faith is based in the outcome. It's going to turn out like I want it. And if it don't turn out like I want it, it didn't turn out the way I thought God, I ain't going to have no faith. That's why a lot of people is bored in faith now. They cash away their confidence. But I had to learn that. I have prayed things for my children. I have grandchildren. Well, the outcome didn't turn. But guess what? I didn't cash away my confidence in God because my faith was in a person. Come on, this is what I'm saying. Your faith got to be in God, in a person, the Trinity. Your faith got to be in Jesus' finishing work. You can't put your faith in the outcome. Because a lot of times, the Bible tells us that God's ways and God's thoughts is not like ours. And I found out, and you can put it in your mind, God gonna do it this way, God gonna do it this way. And when God don't do it your way, then you want to kick him out the boat. Come on, somebody. But I'm telling you, our faith got to be based upon what God's word said. My brother, my sister, get in here, read this word. Read the word. You need to get in here and read the word. You need to meditate on the word. That's what Joshua did. God told Joshua, he said, meditate in my word day and night. Some of you dealing with your children. Where Deuteronomy 6 chapter tell us when your child rises up in the morning, you need to teach your child the word. You need to go. And, you know, we got a lot of parents, they so busy, they don't read their Bible with their children. They children don't have no idea what the Bible say. But you think God supposed to just automatically come in there and do what you want him to. It don't work that way. Christianity is a lifestyle. Faith is a lifestyle. Your relationship with God supposed to be a lifestyle. You're not supposed to just talk to him when you're just in trouble. God want a relationship with you. Some people just see God as just like a magic wand. When I tweel or whatever I move, he pose. It don't work that way. Jesus said, when my word abide in you, you abide in me. He's talking about a relationship. And I'm telling you, you got to get your mind renewed, and you got to keep it. And the way you keep your mind renewed is constantly reading that word. But let me tell you something. You got to trust it. And I found out that my faith is supposed to be in the one that spoke the word. Well, you can't separate God in this word. Come on. But when you got a personal relationship with him, you learn to trust him. The old folks used to say, the old saints, brother, they said, if I can't trace him, I'm going to still believe him. And y'all, I'm telling you, in this hour and time that we living in, you're going to have to grow to the point that your faith is not in what you see or what you feel, but it's in what God's word says. And that's why, like I said, I know we've been spending a lot of time on this. I know, you know, and like I said, sense and knowledge, it was based upon physical evidence. We see, we believe, we hear, we believe. We feel, we believe. But y'all, we can't do that in this hour and this time that we living in. We got to take God at his words. Come on. Are you with me? We got to take him in. I'm telling you, I got so many notes about faith and what faith is and what faith is not. Because like I said, there's so many people, they operate in their five senses. And that's why you disgusted, you disappointed, you frustrated, and you aggravated. And that's not God's fault, y'all. Psalms 119, it tells us God said his word is forever settled in heaven. And y'all learn to trust the one that gave the word. That's how, probably you can't separate God from word. No, you can't. But you got to make sure your faith ain't in the outcome. Get that mind renewed so you can stop letting your five senses dictate to you. Some people emotion all over the place. I got to bring this thing in. But this is, I'm so passionate about this because God have showed me so many people, they faith in what they see and what they feel. But God wants you to grow to the point that you let his word be the final authority in your life. I pray that the Holy Spirit will bring more enlightenment and understanding as we go off the air. So you'll stop being tossed to and for you, that you'll stop living uncertainty. Some of you, your life is so full of fear. You fear the unknown. But once you get rooted and grounded in the word of God, all of that will leave. Because you'll start saying what God's word say instead of what you see and feel. This was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. Enjoy the rest of your day.